Lots of news coming out of Apple today with their big event. Jared Blickery has been watching it all go down. He is here now with the details on the iPhone 13 and more. Jared?
That's right. They're talking about the iPhone Pro right now. But I want to go over some of the tweets I've been looking at. I got some great pictures and video, particularly of that camera, which now is positioned in diagonal mode. So the cinematic mode is really pretty compelling here. Here's a tweet. It anticipates when a subject is about to enter the frame, changes focus when a subject turns away from the camera, and you can tap to easily shift the focus. And I have an actual video here. You can see, oh, you might remember this this particular scene or these characters here. Pretty interesting how it goes back and forth, something that professional cameras are able to do as well. But I do want to call, I do want to go over some of the other features. This is the A15 Bionic chipset, much, much faster, 5-nanometer process, 6-core CPUs with 2 high performance and 4 efficiency cores, and it's 50% faster than what they call the leading competition. And there you go, that's a phone right there. It's gonna be available in 5 colors, pink, blue, midnight, starlight, and product red. And we got to get to the, let's see, I think we have the watch here. No, that's still the phone. Same design for iPhone 13 and iPhone 13 mini. It's a 28% brighter Super Retina XDR display with max 1200 nits. There we go. I got a little bit lost in my own presentation. And here's another set of features. Ceramic shield to protect from drops and scratches. IP68 water resistance. Smaller display notch. Cameras, of course, diagonal now. I do want to take a look at the watch now. This is the Series 7. This starts at $399. Also taking a look at some of the other models, they go all the way down to $199. The bezel is a little bit less noticeable, so you have a little bit more screen space. I think it's 4 or 5 millimeters. And there we go. Here's a summary of some of the features. 20% more screen area than the Series 6. Rounded edges still, but smaller 1.7 millimeter edge bezels. Up to 70% brighter, full keyboard tap and drag, IP6 times dust resistance, WR50 water resistance. Got to get Dan Howley back in here to explain some of these terms to me. Same 18-hour battery, but 33% charge, faster charging. So 45 minutes, that will give you 80%, again, starting at $399. And I think we're going to move on to another one of their products. There's the iPad mini. Here we go. 5G USB-C, that was a feature that a lot of people were asking about in the mini iPad there. Finally got that USB-C port. And let's take a look at some of the other features here. The new basic iPad has a 20% faster processor, better wide angle front camera that can recenter you around during video calls. That's called center stage. Double the storage, still there's a button, a fingerprint reader, and giant bezels on the top and bottom, and it is still $329.